Hey, what's going on, everyone? In this video, Easy Eats and I talk about the isolated wins that are happening right now on Ethereum, including Akutars, Lyrical Lemonades, The Carton, Shinsei Galverse, and others. We also discuss Cool Pets and the launch of Cooltopia. As usual, all of our shows are sponsored by FTX. You can sign up with the code TheNifty on FTX's mobile app or on the web app with thenifty.com/FTX. We really appreciate your support, and they have a really great platform. But yeah, go ahead, enjoy the video. In this video, we're talking about the current state of affairs in the NFT space, including where there are isolated wins right now and the general market activity that we're seeing. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research and make sure that you hit the like button and smash the subscribe button if you're interested in daily NFT content. I think Easy is about to smash me. That's how it's looking.
Yeah, I definitely have some choice comments for you. We should probably take a look at the project that you just got airdropped a nice check for. And yeah, let's dive in, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of people in the audience are going to say, oh, he's talked about this project a lot. But I think it's timely based on what we were just talking about, which is just how like aggressively overexposed I am to NFTs now. Like, because I just got a six-figure airdrop. So,
well, that's the thing, bro. How much did you spend on the absolute start of, like, the Akuverse and the chapters?
The chapters? So I bought the first one for $1,700. Then I bought chapters 2 and 3 for $1,000 each, right? So that's $3,700. Then we all got airdropped 2 copies of chapter 4. So chapter 4 is free. Then I bought 2 copies of chapter 5, 2 copies of chapter 6, 2 copies of chapter 7. So those were 2,000 each. So that's another $6,000. And then I got airdropped 4 copies of chapter 8. Then I bought two copies of chapter 9 and 1 copy of chapter 10. So, I mean, look, I don't know how much it is. Maybe it's like $12,000 or $13,000-$14,000, but the airdrop has been
just gave you 6 figures. So for me personally, the way that I would handle this, I'm a take profit maxi. I make it known my only goal is to get more of the underlying asset. I would probably try to cut some exposure. Like, you could ride your entire bag completely free if you sell like 4 of the commons. You know what I mean? Or even one of the rares. Like, you have so many ways to play this where you can ride it completely free and even potentially enter back in at a cheaper cost. Everything fades after reveal. It's a hard stop. Doesn't matter what your opinion is. It seems like that is the consistent cycle. And if something pumps post-reveal, then it's going to rip. But you should always bet on the fade post-reveal.
I think you're right. So it's a specific, but the thing is I'm in a specific situation. Number one, I talk about these damn projects all the time. Like I'm on YouTube, I'm on Twitter talking about these projects. It would be weird if I talked about this project for the next week, including having Micah on the show, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen. So like, I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to have him on the show, and then people are just going to see me like market dumping the assets. So number one, I just can't do that.
But it's also like, don't attack the floor. List them for 2.2, you know, like they don't have to be dumped on the floor. You can scale out like a trader. Like at the end of the day, this isn't, we hate to call them like an asset, but it is like you're putting money into this off of a speculative play to make more money, you know? And it's like, at this point, you're just like, nah, I'm diamond handing these. This is my brand. I'm the Akutar.
Yeah, like I'm going to just build it. I'm going to rebrand myself just around the project. I mean, look, probably worst things you can do, but like I just go all out. No, but no, I mean, look, it's something I've been holding for over a year. I have deep, super, super, super deep conviction. I think the way it realistically plays out is I think I sell 1 to 3 of the base ones, the not rare, the base ones. Worse, I think at least one I have to sell pre-reveal just because it would be irresponsible for me not to, because I'm so heavily overexposed to NFTs. It's out of control at this point. It's out of control. So I need to sell at least one. The other thing is like everyone right now is like, stay liquid, stay liquid. I couldn't be further in the opposite direction. I'm literally...
You are... My man said, I backed up the Brinks truck, remortgaged the house, sold a kidney, and dumped it into JPEGs. Which honestly, like, you said a good point there. When people are all like, hey, I'm getting liquid, myself included, it's usually like about the pump. Like, when so many people are trying to exit and cut, usually it's not a bad time to buy. But it also depends on the project. Like, this is the move. Like, this project has hype. Dingling just swept however much, bought the mega for 60. Like, there's price action happening right now. We saw it with Premint. We've seen it with a few projects. Even our carton is pumping up to like 1.7 right now. For me, it's like, there are isolated wins, but it's also like we're betting on people now and not just these anons taking like flyers. Like, Micah Johnson's known. He has relationships and ties to a lot of people. And I feel like this is really what NFTs were kind of pictured as when we started, is like this utility to get access to the underlying company, person, group, because now you can start to build these really tight-knit groups that focus on it. And this is a perfect example. Like, if Micah goes the media route, makes a movie, makes a TV show, early supporters are going to have some more hand in that, whether that's creative direction, whether that's more exposure to assets in the show, whether that's characters. Like, there's so many ways that you can spin it. It's wicked interesting.
Yeah, I have crazy deep conviction in it, obviously, considering I've been holding the first three for, at this point, over a year, I think. Yeah, I mean, because the first one I bought in February, so I have long-term cap gains on it. It's one of my highest conviction projects. But, you know, it does get to the point where you have to, like, take some money off the table. I mean, I've been looking at Premint, too, which is another really high conviction play, and that one's 3x'd, 4x'd, 5x'd, 6x'd from the spots that I bought it at. I'm all in on VaynerSports. I'm hoping that quiets down a little bit and I can add more. But yeah, I mean, look, it's a gnarly time in the market. People are saying stay liquid. And I'm just like, have my fingers in my ears saying, like, you know, la, 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 la. Like, like, that's basically the approach I'm taking right now. And people in the portal and stuff, they'll be like, P.O., you're rich, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't have a car. I don't have a house. And I want to, like, help my mom buy a better house. I'm like, I don't feel very rich, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know.
You could sell your Accutars, though, and get a nice home. Rates are pumping. It'd be a nice little swap, you know, some physical real estate for an airdrop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not wrong. So here we are with Shinsei Galverse, which is the project that we minted today. And I know that you said that you don't know that much about it. I called you because I found out that you were on the allow list from our Discord, and I was like, mint this now. And you started asking questions, and I was like, no.
No, you're like, just go. I was like, oh shit, okay. Turn the computer up, fire that puppy up, and I was ready to let it fly. I had no idea what the mint cost was. I just was pressing buttons. You could have hit me with a scam site and made off with an army of dead friends. Like, ugh. Well, but no, I'm curious. Like, I don't know anything about this project. I went and looked at the floor price when you told me to mint, and I was like, oh shit, this is a nice 5x before I even press buy. Obviously, I'm going to mint this. I took then 5 minutes to read the website. It's well done, but like, some of the stuff seems a little bit WordPressy to me. Like, they have some like drag and drop stuff I've seen from like website makers. So there's some things that I'm like, I just don't know. But I love the tweet that they just put out about taking salaries, lockup, vesting, in a cliff period. And they're treating it like a corporation. They even said, like, we're trying to make this a corporation. So, like, I definitely have not done my research on this project aside from 15 minutes, 10,000 foot view.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it. We minted these for 0.08. They're basically already worth almost an ETH. There's an uptick in your net worth, you know, in terms of percentage points. It's just getting worse and worse. It's like, I know what embarrassment of riches means now from the NFT space. Again, not that I'm rich, but it's just like kind of ridiculous when these things pump. It just gets out of hand really fast. I mean, Premint hit 2 ETH. I'm like, good God, you know,
in the middle of the night too. The middle of the night, just like absurd.
And Wappy bought like, you know, 20 of them or however many he bought, 15 or 16 at 0.34 or something like that. It's just crazy. It's out of control. But anyway, so, you know, a couple things on this one. When notable people in the NFT space are deciding that they like a project, a lot of times that's probably your best indicator. And Smash T in the audience said Dingling also swept Galverse today. So both Dingling's floor sweeps are projects I have exposure to. You have exposure to one of them. You know, the thing is like, my thought is anime was always going to have a vertical. It was always going to have a vertical in the NFT space. There was never going to be a situation where there wasn't going to be anime. And I think I first started talking about this right before or right after, what's the one, Oni Force. Right after or before Oni Force came out, then you had the Sevens. The Sevens art sucked, and I think it might have even...
The Sevens was so hype, though. Don't forget that. Like, people were, like, fighting each other for Discord access, and then they had all that fun, like, during the mint where people were, like, able to mint rares off the contract. It was so messed up. And that was, like... I've never seen hype like that at the time, because I was, like, pre-Mechas. That was pre... a bunch of stuff, Hate Beasts, like all those projects with crazy hype that just didn't deliver. That was like probably one of the first ones.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is like, it almost feels sketchy now that you've seen what the project did. Like so many of these things are like rugs. They're like slow rugs. Maybe there's some Sevens fans that'll come after me over this, but actually I quite frankly don't even think that there are. I feel like there's not going to be any messages like, yo, Why you shit talking the Sevens?
Bro, you fun of my Sevens bag.
No one cares about the Sevens. But then obviously Azuki came out, and Azuki was the heavy hitter, and then now we've seen some other stuff. Shonen Junk emerging as like...
Bro, Mr. Yellow messaged me about that when there was like 200 minted and was like, bro, Crunchyroll founder, I know you know what that is, look into it. And I faded it so hard, like beyond faded Shonen Junk. I am still kicking myself because that thing just ripped. We saw Frenelations make a live trade for half an ETH off of a Power Ranger. Like, this project has just been like sitting there in my nightmares because I was told about it so early and just faded. Just didn't even think to look at it more than once.
Yeah, exactly. And like, now that you bring that up, that is so funny because Mr. Yellow basically got on stage and was like screaming at us to buy it, and I had an adverse response to that. I thought
same
that
way.
Like,
I was like, bro, you're showing me your bags, and then like I didn't look into it at all, and he still sends me stuff, and the team is so legit. I'm so dumb. I'm like, this man was just conviction. He traded his conviction, believed in it, did his research, and ran with it. And I cannot knock him at all. Like, I am listening to Yellow here on out because that man researches.
Yeah, I mean, look, shout out to Mr. Yellow, man. I didn't mean to fade you. Or actually, I did mean to fade you at the time, but I was wrong to fade you, is the reality of the situation. And, you know, we got a quality team. We have a female artist and founder. Like you said, you know, all those kind of that infrastructure that you're talking about running the project like an actual business. You know, these are the things that you kind of look for. And again, you know, there's the example of notable NFT people being interested. You see the Dinglings floor sweep. You see Gremlin and Betty supporting the project early on, sporting their honoraries, talking about how much they like them. And there was always going to be an anime vertical in the NFT space. There were always going to be anime wins. So I'll be very curious to see where this goes. I've been staying away from profile picture type projects or projects that are 100% art based, but I was very comfortable minting this. I knew that at least this was going to happen. I knew it was going to be at least a run to 0.3 or something. It looks like it's basically gone to 0.5. But yeah, I mean, look, we're going to see where it goes. I believe reveal is 24 hours after the sellout. I just looked and it looks like it is sold out. So I don't know, you know, I don't know exactly when the reveal will be, but my assumption is it's sometime tomorrow, as long as they stay up on that.
I think they will too. Like I said, that tweet that they put out was very well done. It was like post sellout. They talked about what the plan was with it all, where they were kind of navigating this and how they structured the project. Multi-sig wallet for all funds. I'm like, this is just well thought out. You come from the space. It's nice to see. And it seems like that's the projects that are mooning right now are people who actually have spent time in the trenches and been working in the Web3 area, you know?
For sure. Have you looked at this, Lobstars?
Yeah, I've been seeing the art. And it's, dude, these things look ridiculous. But people love them. Like, that's like, it's like one of those things. I feel like this is such a meme type project. But I worry because we saw a bunch of these right after Quirky's where it was like just kind of fun art. They pumped to like 0.15, 0.16 before now settling at like 0.02, you know? And I'm worried that's what's going to happen here. I once again, though, I know nothing about this project. Like, I've just seen it shared in the Discord. I laugh when I see them. I think lobsters are hilarious. Like, it's a project we definitely haven't seen from like an animal perspective.
Yeah, so I guess the what I would say about this one is doing its thing because of the artist. The artist is known. This is his art style and I guess a character that he created, right? So that's the same story as Cool Man's Universe. I don't think that this artist has as big of a reach as Dan from Cool Man's Universe has. I'm not sure. I could be wrong about that, but I think Dan had a bigger like Instagram following, a bigger following in general. Like the IP was more built out. But this artist is very popular in you know that in his world. And there's other examples of this. Shout out Matt Chesko from Pop Art Cats, right? I'm looking for a positive market response for Goop Dudes is another example. Yeah, I think that's definitely a good call out too. I just
That
don't
was
think.
another project, man.
Yeah, it's another one. It's similar, but I don't see the market necessarily having sustained interest in projects like this. That's the thing. So I stayed away, or I guess I had allow list. Like Eric pinged me, and he was just like, "Yo, I didn't know that these were gonna pump, but you're on the allow list for this. You should probably buy it." So I bought it, and I did sell them in both my personal wallet and the community, or excuse me, the company wallet. But like, I can't, I don't. Know if it's going to pump given where the market's at right now. If it does, that's going to be very, very interesting. It's not out of the question. And I mean, look, this artist now has made a seven-figure payday from the primary sale, which I have to think is like the biggest 24-hour period payday that the
It's
artist has
gotta be,
ever seen.
right?
Gotta be. And like, this is their life. This is what they do. He's not going to go now start like a, you know, car tire company or something like that. Like, this is his thing. So I do think that long term there could be some sustained, you know, action with this one. But I don't know about buying in right now. Like, what are your thoughts?
I would not buy this right now. Like,
Okay.
I just wouldn't. I feel like you need a catalyst right now. Everyone's yelling about utility. Like, we saw Drift catch a bunch of pushback on Twitter for not giving immediate utility to his first day out. And it was all the way down to 0.1. I wish I saw it at 0.1. I would have tried to absolutely buy a few of those. That's back up to like 0.17.
Drift
It,
is
yeah. Oh, yeah. I
nice.
was looking at it today and I was like, damn, I missed that little dump. Would have been a quick little 2x. But then on top of it too, like this project, I just, you know, like it seems like it's another one of those 10K from an artist. They're gonna build a brand around it, similar to Cool Man's, but Cool Man's has that first mover's advantage, had
Yep.
all the Disney rumors. It has just all those right things in it, and people also can kind of relate it. This almost looks like a claymation, reminds me of like Gumby. So like I don't know if I would dive into that. And it's like I don't know the artist. It's tough for me to buy into projects that I have done minimal research on, unless I already see a 5x on the floor, you know, then I'll ape those Galverses again.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Easy's looking at this as a trade and a short,
Absolutely.
you know, a short to maybe between short and medium time frame and, you know, time horizon. And so that's the way he's framing this. This doesn't mean that this artist isn't going to build in the space for the next 8 months, you know, and
Yeah, or
crush.
longer. They could make this a brand, they could make this a show, they could make this a product line, et cetera. But for me, like I trade in very short time windows with
Yeah.
very few exceptions. There's like even my ETH wallet now has become more of those like longer term holds that I'm just letting sit because I really believe in the people backing them. Which that honestly might even fit into that category if I knew the creator more. But like right now, for quick buys, what I'm looking for right now, those isolated wins, it's like shorter time frames because I really don't know how comfortable I feel with the underlying asset. Like ETH could pump here or could drop. It's been trading that 3K line for a while, hovering right around it, which is usually consolidation before a breakout, which clearly, as we've seen in the year now, cycles, that underlying asset has a big cause and effect, especially on low cap projects.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty gnarly participating in the NFT space because of you know the Ethereum being a volatile asset and these things not being priced in US dollars. It can be pretty crazy. So I'm going to move on to a project that me and Easy have talked about and we do own it, okay? But at the end of the day, we can talk about things that we know and we know about this and we kind of have some updates on this. Oh, it's down at
Down to
1.4.
1.4. I was
Let's
just looking. I was like, look how thin it is, though. And we talk
Yeah.
about this project every day, but it's like, every day I'm continually impressed with what they've done. Like last night, I'm getting pinged on my phone. I'm trying to sleep. I wake up at like 3 a.m., just couldn't rest. And I look at my phone, and it's like five people from the Lemonade Discord, like, hey, they're talking about the video. Cole's in the voice chat talking about the video. And I'm like, that is unreal. I get messaged by a few people on Twitter as well saying the same thing from Dorito. And then he was like, hey, we're talking about the video in the voice chat if you can join. And I'm sitting there like, damn, I woke up 4 hours too late. Would have been able to hear, have a back and forth about it. It would have been next level. And like, because it's such a small community, you can have a creator that's more tapped into that. And like, we've talked about a few of those things. Dorito was on the space this morning. They got the full supply chain for not just clothing, but a beverage. Like, they can do so much cool stuff with like random drops and stuff. I don't know. There's, the potential is endless.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I think 1.4, like, that's a more attractive price for me to buy a second one than 1.6. I'm sure some degen watching this is going to snipe that and you know, take it away from us. But the updates are that Cole Bennett, the artist, or, you know, the creator of this, the CEO of Lyrical Lemonade, and the reason that you and I bought, he watched the video, the first video where we kind of went into depth, you know, on this project. And he commented on the video from the official Lyrical Lemonade profile and signed it Cole. And apparently, yeah, it's been discussed in the Discord and stuff. So they're keeping their ears to the ground. I'm really excited about it. One of the team members that you just mentioned came on stage during our show today, so that was super cool. But yeah, I mean, look, it's very, very interesting to me, and it's cool to see the team actually building. Those are the updates. Is basically you and me, and you know, especially you, getting some serious street cred from, you know, just being involved and like talking a little bit of talk for the project. It's been pretty cool to see.
It just feels crazy. It makes me even more excited to like make a conscious effort to go to the real world events that they actually do. So like, if they roll out some stuff at NFT NYC, which I did reach out to them, I was like, hey, are you guys going to be there? And they're like, oh, absolutely. A few of us, at least. We're definitely going to be trying to be around. So I'm excited to just meet them. And like, it's people that I feel like I would hang out with, you know, and talk to. So it's cool to find that small little community. Ooh, cool. These bring me back to the one ETH challenge days. We need another one of those sooner than later. This was, Micah swung on these and exited perfectly, now that we think back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, these, they're here. They're here, baby. So shout out to the cool cats dropping these eggs. The cool pet's about to hatch, it seems. Cooltopia going live. Very, very cool stuff to see from cool cats. And, you know, I think that there's going to be some serious action there. You know, no one's going to really, like, remember the period where these things weren't hatched. They'll just remember the aftermath. So very, very dope stuff.
So are there going to be different pets for these different animals? Like, this is – I have not looked into it just because, like, I personally don't care about cool cats exposure, and that'll probably get me canceled. But, like – for me, I was just kind of like, I'm fading this. I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't know much. I know they're dropping a game, but like, yeah.
Well, look, they're building it out, right? Like they're building it out. This is the airdrop, the companion drop to Cool Cats. They got a game going. It looks like they have some kind of, they're doing maybe something with Other Side, because the Cool Cat is in that Other Side video. It's just being built out, man. And it's one of the most established and one of the biggest projects in the NFT space. And the IP is, you know, it's big time IP. It's IP that could have global appeal. So it's going to be really cool to see how cool cats develop and what happens with these cool pets in Cooltopia. It says right now cool pets are flying. So everyone should have been buying these, you know, yesterday.
Yeah. So it costs one ETH to hash these, somebody's saying. So, I mean, like for me now, I'm like, oh shit, maybe I should quickly try to get a hold of some milk in the milk token, because that could be an auxiliary play on this, you know?
Does it definitely cost? So you have to, I don't know about that. You have to buy the cool pet and then pay the one ETH to hatch. Look, I'm uninformed here. I don't want to say anything that is incorrect. So definitely do your own research on this. Or if someone in the chat wants to objectively confirm that there is a fee to hatch the cool pet in it, like, so in other words, you buy the cool pet and then you pay a fee to hatch it, let us know. But I do not have that intel and I don't want to speak out of turn here. But either way, I mean, this is like, this is a big news story in the NFT space, because it is, again, one of the most notable projects having a big news event and a big development that goes towards the thing that they've been building for, at this point, months.
Yeah. So I am glad to see that it finally kind of picked up and that they're moving again. Yeah, I mean, I think it is that time again. We're going to start to see some of these midships pick up speed, pick up pace across the board. Like, I'm now circling back to some of those other auxiliary plays, whether it is secondaries. Like, I'm always a huge supporter of the Bored Ape Kennel Dogs this year, with the roadmap seeming to be focused on that. This looks interesting. I am curious to see some of these other secondaries. Like, if we still continue to look at, like, the other gutter plays, where the clones settle once everybody finalizes those mutations. There's just a lot of those alt plays that you can start to find and start to play into, and even get that lower entry to exposure. Like the 10KTF ecosystem, we talk about it all the time, but there's a million different ways to get in there and actually try to like figure out ways to find some of those lagging trades if you are an active trader. But yeah, this is interesting. Do we know when the game goes live?
I don't want to speak out of turn. Okay. And Joris Voet, who is like it, confidently responding, saying, "One ETH is the cost to obtain enough milk to fully hatch the pet. Otherwise, there are 10 quests a day to earn milk, or you can stake the eggs to earn milk passively." So a little bit of a, yeah, a little bit of a, you know, tokenomics play there. Should be interesting. Someone also called out 10KTF news in 90 minutes. Very exciting stuff. Wonder what the 10KTF floor is at here. I think it's probably at least a half ETH.
For the clothes items?
Yeah, the like the core 10KTF collection. I think the floor is probably a half ETH. Let's
take a look here. I was just looking at the Gucci collab collection. That's just under one still. Daves are still over like 1.7. It was a sell right when you burn those to get that hidden box one. Right when they announced that what like the code was and you could sell the code, that's what the move was. Because, man, those things were like anywhere from 3 to 5 that night.
Yeah, I mean, that was really, I should have been selling. I don't even want to talk about it. yeah, I mean, look, I'm irresponsibly long on NFTs right now in the sense that I just have way too many. It's just completely out of control. So I need to like look at the portfolio and try to balance it a little bit, you know, because it's way out of hand. But at the same time, look, I'm in the game. We're doing our thing. You're going to see Easy Eats come on Saturday for a Solana show. So I will... Everyone look forward to that. A little bit of a different vibe. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Easy Eats Bodega. Easy, as usual, is a pleasure, man.
No, always. Thank you for having me. Love to be on.
Absolutely, man.